It is Wednesday, the 10th day of September of 2024. Currently, the time is 9:07. Mostly cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau. At our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, temperature stands at 61 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to Facebook.com. Go to the Bow Falls Radio page. Be able to see a video stream of what we're doing and also add your questions or comments. And again, you can also be part of the show by calling or texting at 715-382-9297. Again, that is call or text 715-382-9297. And you can also call or text through the Civic Media app. Just open up the 98.9 WXCO page. You have buttons to email us, to go to our website, and also call or text, and just hit on the call button to call us or click on the text button to text us. Real simple. Again, the Civic Media app, always free, real easy. Just go to your app store, search out Civic Media, download the app, and then you'll have access to all 20 stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. Before we go any further, I have to say a quick good morning to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We will have more with you in just a little bit, but here on our every other Tuesday at the top of the second hour, very happy to welcome back into studio from the Marathon County Public Library, Chad Dowling. Chad, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Again,
good morning,
Ian.
Morning.
And this is the first time in September that we've had a chance to visit. It still feels like, you know, July or August with the temperatures. But we're getting into that time of year, back to school time. And, you know, things always change a little bit at the library. I think I asked you the last time around if things change. You said not really too much. I mean, you still have the folks still come and visit, maybe a little different times for the younger folks, but the things, basically the library's still there for all the needs that the folks have.
We carry on. We have the same hours year round. We don't have summer hours and winter hours at any of the MCPL locations, so that's easy to plan for. Once you know what the hours are, they're not going to change. And we keep going with the programming and keep doing what we do, which is, you know, helping people with reference questions, helping, you know, offer up stuff to do for the kids, and you know, just being there for, you know, different things that people need, whether it's to use a computer or, you know, connect to Wi-Fi to work on their own stuff. Yeah, we just plod along, carry on.
Again, how many different branches are there? We always talk a lot about what's happening here at the Wausau branch, but you're also very good about telling us what's happening at some of the branches in other parts of the county. How many total branches are there?
Well, there are 8 branches and plus the Wausau headquarters. So they go, if you want me to try and remember the list here, we've got Athens, Hatley, Marathon City, Mosinee, Rothschild, Spencer, Stratford, and Hatley.
Very good. But again, that's really wonderful. And again, you're very good about getting activities and special events to some of the other branches as well to keep the activities going, and also give folks in those areas don't have to come all the way here to downtown Wausau to be able to be involved in some of these terrific events going on at the libraries.
Absolutely. All of our branches have their own programming going on. You know, it's not just, you know, what we have going on here in Wausau. We want people to come to the branches, not just to pick up books or use a computer, but we want to offer programming at the branches as well and give people in those communities something to do, you know, in the mornings or afternoons or evenings that they may not, that may not be available elsewhere in their communities. Definitely.
Let's talk about what's going on. I mean, obviously there's always a lot going on, whether here in downtown Wausau or outside at some of the other branches. What are some of the activities that you're looking forward to in the next week or two?
Well, speaking of, some of the branches today in Mosinee this afternoon, they have a program called Learn Art with Picture Books. So this is learning about different art techniques using picture books as examples. So that goes from 3 to 5 today. Also today at 4 o'clock here in Wausau, we have our monthly Pokemon Club. So Pokemon fans can come in and trade cards and other fun stuff. Tomorrow here in Wausau, we start up a three-program series on the basics of Microsoft Word. So if you would like to learn more about Word, tomorrow's class at 1 p.m. will just kind of cover most of the basics. Next Wednesday, the 18th at 1:30, they'll get into formatting documents. And then the following Wednesday, the 25th, also at 1:30, that will be on editing documents. So we do that from time to time, offer classes on different programs. We have also have an Excel class coming up on Saturday, the 21st in Wausau. So if you're wanting to learn more about Microsoft Excel, can do that. And yeah, so some other stuff. Also going back to Mosinee this week, they have a community plant swap. So you can, if you have some plants now that it's headed toward fall, you have some extras around the house or the yard, you can donate and drop off at a table. You can pick up new plants for your home or garden. And so that's going on this week. And then next week, we have the same thing in Marathon City, community plant swap out there. Also next week over at our Rothschild branch on Tuesday the 17th at 10:30, we'll be doing story time with a firefighter. So we'll have firefighters from the Riverside Fire Department planning to come in unless they get called out for an emergency.
Well, that's all planned.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And also bring in a fire truck so kids can see a fire truck up close, which is always fun. Kids always seem to enjoy that. And next Tuesday, the 17th, at 4:30 in Mosinee, you can read to a therapy dog. So we have therapy dogs coming in. We do that fairly regularly at different locations. Out at our Athens branch next Thursday at 5:30, we have someone from the Aging and Disability Resource Center coming in to talk about the basics of Social Security and Medicare and just kind of getting ready for retirement in general. Looking ahead, also next Thursday, way out at our Stratford branch, we have the basics of Ancestry, which is a genealogy website. People may or may not be familiar with it. You may or may not know, MCPL has a subscription to Ancestry. You do have to be in the library, any of the libraries, either on one of our computers, or even if you just connect to our Wi-Fi, you can access it that way on your own laptop. So yeah, that's a fun one. It's always, I've done that myself, kind of poked around into my own family history just cause it's, available.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, looking ahead, Saturday the 21st, we'll have our monthly members only sale for the Friends of the Library doing their book sale. So yeah, plenty going on over the next couple of weeks. Definitely.
Yeah, the book sale is always fun as well because I know folks who just have an opportunity to find one of those gems that they're able to add to their own collection. So that's always something to look forward to as well.
And if you have young ones at home, I believe the member sale, they'll continue to do this. They did this at one of their last sales. You can fill up a bag of kids' books for $6. Mm. So if you need some new books at home for young ones, that's a great opportunity to add to the collection and support the library because all of the Friends book sale proceeds, I've mentioned this before, go right back into MCPL to help pay for all of the programming that we do, including some of the stuff we've talked about here.
Yeah. And again, I brought it up before you came on the air. I was looking at your Facebook page. I always do that to get ready for our discussions. Mm-hmm. And the Tony boxes are back.
Yes, yes.
And the thing about it, I kind of jumped off me. The comment was so excited about it, you know. And I you reminded me that we did talk about this previously, but it's kind of a cool little thing. And it does get people excited, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, these are fun little things. They're basically a box. It's kind of a small speaker, and it's basically like an audiobook that tells like really quick stories. You have, and I'm not sure how the technology works with this, but basically you've got the box and then you put kind of a figurine on top and it connects to the box and then we'll play a story for kids. So it's a great way to listen to stories. If you happen to have the same book, you can kind of read and listen at the same time. So it's just a nice way to hear a story without having to pull up, an ebook or find something on the computer. It's screen-free story device.
Yeah. And also, I know that for young children, reading to them is such a vital part of developing language. Mm-hmm. And this is another additional source to have the language, to have them just be mm-hmm. listening and learning words and stories and everything else. I think it's really fantastic and see why people would be excited about it.
Absolutely. And also coming up this fall, we once again will be hosting classes for a program called LENA. I forget, it is kind of an acronym, but it's a way for parents to track their verbal interactions with their kids and a way for parents to work on vocabulary and just expand the amount and breadth of language that their children are exposed to. We also have different things like 1,000 books before kindergarten. Mm. So it encourages parents to read, as it says, 1,000 books before their kid reaches kindergarten, which is easier than it might sound if you're a consistent reader.
And the thing is, yes, you better start reading to the kids, because I should also note that the part of the note on the Facebook page said that the Tony boxes are not available right now because they're so darn popular.
Well, and yeah, so the thing about it is they have to work with specific, the boxes have to come with specific figures. And so basically we're pulling them all back in, getting everything together so that we can then start checking them out again. Yeah.
And so follow along on the Facebook page, go to the website mcpl.us. You mm-hmm. mentioned a lot of great events going on. You can get all the information on those events. Again, make sure you know which of the branches some of these events are at by going to the website as well. So
yeah, and we do have, just real quick, the Central Wisconsin Book Festival coming up on the 26th through the 28th. So I'll be back in a couple of weeks, and we can talk about that then.
Chad Daly, Marathon County Public Library, thanks again for coming in.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
We're going to come back, have more. The time is 9:18. Mostly cloudy skies, temperature around 60 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Time is 9:21. Again, a few rays of sunshine peeking from behind the clouds, but mostly cloudy right now. Temperature around 60, expecting the highs to get into the 80s before all is said and done today. Sports-wise, Packers getting set for their home opener after coming back from Brazil. Not easy to come all the way back from Brazil. Play that game on Friday. Then fly back in, start getting ready for the Indianapolis Colts at Lambeau Field this Sunday afternoon. And, of course, the Packers are right now concerned about the quarterback position. I mean, boy, oh, boy, the worst thing that could have happen is to have your quarterback go down so very early in the season. And the Packers look to be starting Malik Willis coming up on Sunday against the Colts. It's been interesting because there had been stories out there that the Packers perhaps were talking to other quarterbacks, and including Ryan Tannehill or other free agents because of the injury to Jordan Love. But very adamant was the coach and the GM and the Packers organization basically saying, no, that's not true, that we are very happy with the quarterback situation. Do not expect Jordan Love to be out for a great period of time. So if he is out for only 3 weeks, which would be, I think, the best case scenario right now for Green Bay, but even 3 to 6 weeks. You try to for lack of a better term, survive early in the season. Then get your quarterback back, and hopefully he'll be able to pick things up very quickly after that. But one reason they made that trade late in training camp, they were not totally comfortable with, say, Sean Clifford as the backup quarterback should anything happen to Jordan Love. So they went and made that trade, gave up a future low-round draft pick to get Malik Willis, and now we'll see whether that was a moment of brilliance from Brian Gutekunst, the Green Bay general manager. So we're going to get a look at Malik Willis coming up, I believe, on Sunday when the Packers do take on the Indianapolis Colts at Lambeau Field.
Should be an interesting game.
It certainly should be. Also interesting on Saturday, the eyes of the nation will be on Camp Randall Stadium.
Yes.
As the Wisconsin Badgers will take on the Crimson Tide of Alabama.
I think. Go Badgers.
The fourth-ranked team in the country. Great opportunity. Again, the Badgers have not been all that impressive the first 2 weeks of the season, but they found ways to win, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah,
got to win the games, right?
Winning ugly is still winning.
Yep, they beat Western Michigan and South Dakota. Obviously, not at the level of the Alabama Crimson Tide. In fact, even though that game is going to be played at Camp Randall, the Tide are more than two touchdown favorites in the game, according to the Las Vegas odds makers. And so I would, if I was in Vegas, I'd put a few bucks on the Badgers to cover. I don't know why. I don't think they're going to get blown out. I think they're going to play their best game of the season. I think they're going to come out there and give Alabama a good battle. I think
I think it's going to be a close game.
I think the fans are ready to have this huge non-conference matchup to have Alabama come to town. It does not happen very often. So I do think the Badgers are going to put their best foot forward and make it certainly a game. But Badgers and Alabama, again, national TV on Fox at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. I don't like those real early games. I don't know. But we will talk.
The afternoon games, because then it makes it easier to have Juan Jim watch the game as well.
But you'll get ready for the game on Saturday morning by joining Dan Sullivan and myself, 9 to 11 a.m., and we will have Sully's College Football page, plenty of talk about the Badgers against Alabama, but also a look at the Big Ten and all of college football. So, again, start off your college football Saturday every weekend, 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturday morning for Sully's College Football page right here on 98.9 WXCO. And, of course, that's right after the WASA Business Show, which is from 8 till 9 a.m. So really good stuff. Local programming starting at 8 a.m. Here on 98.9 WXCO. Each and every Saturday. Also, again, don't forget our high school schedule for this week. It starts on Thursday night. And again, some volleyball. Looking forward to seeing the Wausau West volleyball team in action. Wausau West at Merrill in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup coming up on Thursday night. I'll be at the Merrill High School gym for that one, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the first serve set for 7 p.m. Then on Friday, it's a high school football twin bill. The Wausau West Warriors will be taking on the D.C. Everest Evergreens. I'll be at Tom Field in Wausau, and we'll be on the air for that one starting at 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff. And then also Marathon against Amherst, a big one in the CWC Large. For the Red Raiders won their conference opener last week, so did Amherst, and it should be a good one. And we'll have coverage live on the Sports 2 stream of BowFallsRadio.com and on the Civic Media app. Again, Marathon against Amherst on the Sports 2 stream. Go either to BowFallsRadio.com, click on Sports 2, or better yet, download the Civic Media app and be able to go back and forth very easily between our live game and our Sports 2 game. But, again, that should be a good one. So a couple of really good matchups, both conference matchups, all of the teams 1-0 in their league for week 2 of the conference campaign. That Marathon Amherst game will also be airing on a tape delay basis on 98.9 WXCO at the conclusion of our broadcast of Wausau West against D.C. Everest as well. And finally, don't forget as well, tomorrow night, Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m., it's another edition of the Big High School Sports Show. Myself and former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster will talk high school football. We'll take a look back at last week's action, peek ahead to this week. Plus, we always have a local coach as a guest and also a local student athlete. And our guest for tomorrow night, We will be joined by Marathon head coach Ryan Winkler. The Red Raiders 2-1 on the young season, 1-0 in conference after a come-from-behind win at Loyal Greenwood last week, 29-16. We'll talk to Ryan Winkler at 6:25 tomorrow evening. And then our student-athlete guest from Wausau East, Davis Winter, the Lumberjack senior quarterback. He had a big game against Tomahawk last week, throwing four touchdown passes as the Lumberjacks defeated the Tomahawk Hatchets 27-11. So Ryan Winkler, the Marathon head coach at 6:25, and Davis Winter, the Wausau East senior quarterback at 7:06, our guest tomorrow night for the Big High School Sports Show. Again, 2 hours of nothing but high school sports talk every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:28. Coming up, we will get an information update. We, again, do that every hour at the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour. We keep you up to speed on what's going on with news, weather, and sports. And then we're going to come back and talk again about tonight's debate. I call it a joint appearance between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. We'll talk about that coming up. And also, again, the Harris Walls campaign will be spending a lot of time in Wisconsin. In fact, nice. Tim Walls coming to Wausau coming up later in the week. So we'll talk about that as well. The time is 9:29, 98.9 WXCO. Volleyball team heads to Merrill to take on the Blue Jays in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the first serve at 7 p.m. Wausau West High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Domtar, the Wausau West Athletic Department, North Star Restoration, K5 Construction, and Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Wausau West at Merrill in high school volleyball, Thursday, starting with the pregame show at 6:50, first serve at 7 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:36 on this Tuesday morning, September the 10th of 2024. And again, tonight, how significant? I don't know. Because the joint appearance tonight between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump, how much are we going to get out of it? Is it just basically an entertainment production? Unfortunately, I think it might be. And actually, yesterday, somebody that appears with Pat Kreitlow every week on Friday mornings is Mark Jacob. He's a former editor in Chicago, for Chicago newspapers, the Tribune and the Sun-Times. Been in the journalism business for a very, very long time. And he put out a posting on X that I responded to. And he put out yesterday, the wrong question is, who will win the debate? The right question is, what will we learn about the candidates and their positions on important issues?
Good point.
It's supposed to be a democratic process, not championship wrestling. So I responded to that. I said, CNN obviously thinks differently when they call it, quote, debate night in America, end quote, and treats it like NBC calls their football pregame, quote, football night in America, end quote. CNN treats it exactly like a sports event. For their June debate, had the silly music as Biden and Trump came on stage like they were boxers. So, and I liked the fact that Mark Jacob liked my response. He agreed with it. But that's
a good point.
But that's it. I mean, it's so often treated like it's a sports event. We have, you know, if you look at the networks tonight, you're going to have the debate, and I put debate in quotes, air quotes here, because it's more of a joint appearance than a debate. It's not a true debate. Yeah, they do engage at times, but it certainly is not Lincoln Douglas. It's nothing like that. But you're going to have 90 minutes or 2 hours, whatever it is.
Well, technically, it's a three-hour program on ABC.
Well, the thing
there's
about it,
there's going to be a lot of commercials.
No, there's going to be commercials, but then they're going to have time to have their panel. It's just like sports, where if on a Sunday you'll see the panel on Fox or CBS. You'll see Kurt Menefee and Terry Bradshaw and Jimmy Johnson and Howie Long breaking down the game. And then on CNN or ABC or CBS tonight, you'll see your anchors, and then they'll bring on their Republican operative, and then you'll bring on your Democratic spokesperson. And I mean, it's all just talking heads basically treating it like a sporting event. Who won the debate? The thing about it is, do you remember anything about previous debates where they talk about, well, what did this person say about this issue? What did they say about Social Security? What did they say about tax policy? How do they differ in this in foreign policy? How do they differ in how we're going to deal with Russia and Ukraine? How are we going to differ in terms of how we deal with the conflict in the Middle East? Again, issues. I don't want to hear about who won the debate, like Mark Jacobs said. Who won the debate? That's who had the best answers to the important issues that we're going to see, that we need to have answers for. Again, whether or not Donald Trump goes out there, whether or not Donald Trump goes out there and, you know, just starts going off the deep end, or whether or not he sounds presidential, but what about what he says? What about what Kamala Harris says? That's what we should be focusing on, as opposed to the style of what we're going to see tonight.
Absolutely. It's not a competition. It's about, okay, where do the candidates stand on the issues? Like, what will they try to do if they're in office? Like, you know, where they stand on the abortion issue? Where they stand on the better housing? Lowering gas prices? Lowering the price of food? You know, trying to lower the cost of medicine? Just like, you know, it's not about who actually like sounds better at dealing with the issues. It's a matter of what are they going to do about the issues. It's not about popularity. It's about, you know, how are you going to approach this a situation?
By the way,
yeah.
Again, J.D. Vance is not good.
No, he's basically a show horse.
J.D. Vance is not good. And just in the last hour, he put out a posting on X.
Oh, jeez.
And yesterday it had been coming out that he and others have been putting out this garbage about pets and wildlife being abducted by Haitian immigrants. Just racist garbage. Well, J.D. has put out a response. And again, it's the old people say defense. In the last several weeks, my office has received many inquiries from actual residents of Springfield who said their neighbors' pets or local wildlife were abducted by Haitian migrants. It's possible, of course, that all these rumors will turn out to be false. And then he goes on to talk about a child being murdered by Haitian migrants who had no right to be here. Again, the pure racism of this Republican ticket is off the scales.
It is.
And even in the last day or two here in Wisconsin, you got Tom Tiffany and Derek Van Orden who are talking about, I don't even want to go about an illegal migrant assault case. and they want, you know, they want information. They want, you know, they're just they're really stirring it up. And the idea, Derek Van Orden had a virtual press conference yesterday talking about this assault case. My first thought is, well, yeah, he's making a big deal of it because it's, again, trying to make a big deal about the border and illegal immigration and all that stuff. But he has no problem. I mean, the idea that he has a problem with this person for assault, being arrested for assault. This person was arrested for assault. He's making a big deal out of it. He had no problem going on WSAU often and talking to a guy that's been arrested for assault a couple of times. It does not appear to affect him that much. But again, and even last night, again, we were talking about the commercials in the last hour. These are pathetic commercials. Yeah, I mean, these people, then they have these folks on that Kamala Harris did not properly prosecute this person and my son or daughter or whatever died, and making it sound like Kamala Harris pulled the trigger. I mean, these commercials are disgusting on every single level. Mm-hmm. And again, why are we not talking about, in an adult way, issues that are important to the lives of people in this country? And frankly, it's going to go back to campaign financing. Because you go back, and I don't know how long it's been now, 15, 20 years? I mean, time almost has no meaning as you get older. But I believe it was during the Obama administration that was Citizens United. And that basically opened up the floodgates for spending by everybody. Third-party spending, candidate spending, everything else. And the amount of money is obscene that's in the political system, and it's not good. It is not adding to our democracy. It is not giving us more informed voters. It's not giving candidates that are talking more about issues. It is truly about just throwing as much excrement at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Garbage, yeah.
It is garbage. And in fact, Citizens United did come out in 2010. I just wanted to double check that. And it was. I mean, it's been 14 years. Mm. And
you know something that really frustrates me is that, you know, the Republicans are like making all these accusations and just saying all this baloney about, you know, the criminal record of Kamala and the things she's done. And it's like people don't even question it. You don't hear people saying, well, where's your proof? Like, do you have evidence that this actually happened? It's like people just, well, because this person said it, it must be true. No, that's why we question things. That's how we learn things, because you can't just assume that everything that comes out of somebody's mouth is true. That's why we ask questions. That's why we have a conversation about it, so we can just because you say someone is a bad person, it doesn't mean it's true.
I'm going to go back to Citizens United and the money that's going on right now in this election and elections generally. You go back to when the when the Citizens United Supreme Court ruling came out back in 2010. You had a response from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and a response from President Barack Obama at the time. And let's see who actually I think was more correct in terms of the response to Citizens United. McConnell commended the decision, which was again, from a conservative Supreme Court. McConnell said that it represented, quote, an important step in the direction of restoring the First Amendment rights, end quote. By contrast, President Barack Obama stated that the decision, quote, gives the special interests and their lobbyists even more power in Washington, end quote. I think over the last 14 years that President Obama was a little more correct than Senator McConnell, because this idea that what we're seeing is First Amendment is garbage. Again, I think there is an argument to be had that if people have a lot of money and they want to use it to make political speech, that they have the right to do so. I think that's the argument that's made by conservatives, Republicans, and their allies in Washington. I also think that there is the idea that because you have thousands of times more dollars than somebody else, that you should have thousands of times more opportunity to speak is also incorrect. That freedom of speech is not about money strictly, not about the ability to put out your message in 30-second campaign spots. That there can be different lanes drawn when it comes to First Amendment. It doesn't have to be always how much can you buy in terms of speech. That speech is not strictly, again, a dollars and cents proposition. But I would say that, again, over the last 14 years, the idea that Citizens United has added to the discourse, has added to the knowledge of the American voter, has added to the integrity of our democracy would be false. And I do think that if there was a legislative majority with a president that was willing to sign it, that would be willing to overturn Citizens United and pass a constitutional amendment, it would be better for the country as a whole. So as we see, again, a debate, will it be informational or will it be entertainment tonight? I have my doubts on whether it's going to be that informational, but we'll wait and see. And then during the course of the debate, when they do call for commercial breaks, be interesting to see how many political spots are put in there as well.
Yeah.
The time is 9:48. We're going to come back with our daily history lesson coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Tonight, it's an early season showdown in the Wisconsin Valley Conference in high school football. As Wausau West plays host to DC Everest, both teams open up conference play with victories last week. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West Warrior High School football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Domtar, the Wausau West Athletic Department, North Star Restoration, K5 Construction, and Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Wausau West hosting DC Everest in high school football Friday, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 on your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO. BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Nine:51 here on this Tuesday morning. It is Tuesday, September the 10th of 2024, day number 254 this year. That means there are 112 days remaining in 2024, and plenty of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1846, Elias Howe received a patent for the sewing machine. On this date in 1963, 20 black students entered public schools in Birmingham, Tuskegee, and Mobile, Alabama, following a standoff between federal authorities and Governor George Wallace, who resisted integration. On this date in 1989, Hungary stopped enforcing East German visa restrictions and opened its borders, beginning a flood of emigration that led to the fall of the Berlin Wall 2 months later. On this date in 2017, at the 74th Venice Film Festival, The Shape of Water won the Golden Lion. And on this date in 2020, California's August Complex wildfire became the largest recorded in state history at 471,000 acres, which is 736 square miles. And right now, in fact, there's a lot of wildfire activity going on in Southern California, in fact, in the foothills. I heard a story on the news this morning about some wildfires in the foothills just east of Los Angeles, In fact, I actually lived out there for about a year back, about 25 years ago. So it gets very hot. It gets very dry. And right now, some issues in Southern California. So those are a few of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays as well. Jose Feliciano, and you're going to be hearing his probably biggest hit, Feliz Navidad, coming up pretty soon. But Jose Feliciano is 79 years old today. Actor Colin Firth from Love Actually and Kingsman, The Secret Service, is 64. Alibaba founder Jack Ma is 60. Director Guy Ritchie directed a number of big movies. Also the former husband of Madonna. Guy Ritchie is 56 years old today. Actor Ryan Phillippe of Cruel Intentions is 50 years old today. Ballerina Misty Copeland turns 42. And comedian Matt Rife is 29 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Blame It on the Large Hadron Collider Day. It is International Creepy Boston Dynamics Robotic Horse Day.
Jeez.
Yeah, some weird ones here today. It is International Makeup Day. It is Ants on a Log Day. You see a lot of ants on logs.
It's also a food.
Oh, it is. I did not know that.
It's a piece of celery with peanut butter on the inside. Then you put raisins on the top. That's supposed to be the ants.
I did not know that.
Ants on a log.
Ants on a log day. So I learned something new here today.
It's very tasty.
It is hot dog day. It is port wine day.
Yes.
It is swap ideas day. It is so be it day. Not S-O, but it's S-E-W. So be it. Also known as sewing machine day. It is TV dinner day. And it is World Suicide Prevention Day.
Very important.
So those are the special days being acknowledged here today.
Okay,
I'm all ready. Right. It is time once again for our number for the day quiz.
And we still have a chance to get a 4 out of 5 this week. Yeah,
it's going to take a big comeback because yes. You get not just today, but tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. And before you can even look forward to tomorrow, it's like a sports team. You can't look ahead to the next game. You have to focus
one day
here and now.
Here and now.
Try to go 1-0 today.
Balloons. That's right.
Balloons.
Balloons.
All right. I'm going to give you background on this. There's an Idaho man named David Rush.
Okay.
He owns the Guinness World Record for punching the most number of balloons in a minute. So basically what he did, he recently attempted the record for most balloons burst with boxing gloves in 1 minute. So he's punching balloons.
Okay.
How many balloons did he box and then burst in 1 minute time to set the record?
Okay.
The record has gone up over the years. When he first considered the record, it stood at 33 balloons.
Okay.
However, by the time he made his first attempt, it had increased to 68 balloons. But he has been able to significantly lift that record number. That's basically the information I'm going to give you.
Okay.
So, okay, what are the correct answer is either A, 227 balloons.
Wow.
B, 327 balloons. C, 427 balloons burst in 60 seconds by this Idaho man named David Rush. 227, 327, and 427.
227, 327. That's a lot of balloons, but okay. Focusing?
Yep, he had the gloves on and he punched for 60 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to say significant. So I'm going to say C. I'm going to go with 427. I'm going with the biggest number. A C is my final answer.
Okay.
427.
The correct answer for the number of balloons punched in 1 minute, 327.
Oh, I should have gone with the middle number. It was on the top of my head.
You always go with the middle number, and this time you didn't go with the middle number.
Oh,
0 for 2. Putting yourself in a little trouble.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be pretty good the next 3 days.
Yeah,
well,
very good.
Well, you're going to have to suck it up now for the rest of the day. Be ready to go tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely.
Tomorrow we'll be joined by Bob Look and Sean Wright. Ian, have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Have a good day.
And we'll see you tomorrow here on the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO.